Hey everybody, I have another album review for you. This time it is Grave Forsaken with their new album, Moment in Time. Overall, I was not a fan of this record. So let me start off with the parts that I liked. I was a huge fan of the rhythm section and the guitar. The lead guitar reminds me a lot of Kirk Hammett's work. But in the more late 80s, Kill 'Em All era. But where I really run into some issues on this record is with the vocals and the lyrics. The vocals sound thin and hard to listen to. I'm not sure if it was something in the production or if that's just his voice, but there's not a lot of range there, and you can feel him choking his own voice, and it really gets in the way of this record. And on top of that, the lyrics aren't always the best. One song that really doesn't have great lyrics is Night Warrior. It feels like the metal song you wrote in your journal when you were in eighth grade. The one song that I really did like off this record was There Is Only God. The riff that carries the song through until about halfway is great and catchy, but the song falls apart once the vocals kick in. It feels like a very unnuanced way to talk about the church in metal, and I'm not looking for like Casablanca level of writing here, but Give the lyrics another pass, my guy. Overall, I'm going to have to give this one a 2 out of 5 stars. Thank you very much for listening to the Brutally Delicious podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and make sure to follow at Ray's a Movie Nerd on Instagram. Thank you.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.